everyone. This is Dave Morris. I'm here to tell you about the podcast that I listen to. This is the second part of my probably ridiculously long list. Just as an aside, never being one to miss an opportunity to write a script to solve a problem, the list that I've produced, the show notes that I've produced, are the result of a database query in a Perl script, which is pumped through a template to generate HTML. This is wonderful stuff. I do like this sort of the ability to do this sort of thing. I was playing around with the query, and I realized that I could add in the capability to work out the average length of an episode of a podcast. So I've done that for the report I'm looking at here. I'm not going to put it in the notes. It's probably a little bit too geeky, but I just thought you might like to know. The category I'm up to now is skepticism. Now, these are shows which I've grouped together under that heading. These are feeds, I should say, to be more precise. And the term skepticism seems to have deeper meaning than I knew in the past. I guess I've always been a skeptic in the sense of I don't believe what people tell me until they can prove it. And that's down to having a science education, I guess. I'm an atheist, which goes with that territory. But I'm amazed that in the USA, skepticism and atheism are such amazingly contentious issues. Anyway, the first on my list is a podcast called Amateur Skeptics. This, I think, comes from the States. I'm not quite sure. It's a group of people who are discussing skeptical issues. It's a show that tends to be around about an hour in length. It's a very good one. I enjoy this. They do cover some interesting subjects. The sound on their podcast is a little bit weird sometimes, according to my notes here. But, you know, whose isn't? Can't say that my sound is always all that brilliant. Second one on the list is a show called Geeks Without God. This is an American-based podcast, and it's, well, how shall I put it, a little bit raw in its content. If you dislike people to listen to people swearing on a podcast, then maybe this is one that you should skip. But I certainly find it very entertaining. They cover some interesting areas and often interview people who have found their way towards skepticism. Shows are usually around about 40 minutes to an hour in length. Incredulous is the next one. This is a skeptical quiz game run by the Merseyside Skeptic Society, based in Liverpool, UK. They have some quite interesting people on here from various other podcasts, and it's often really quite funny. Around about the 50-minute mark, according to my calculations. The next one is called Rationally Speaking. This is a bit of a heavyweight. It's a bi-weekly podcast of the New York City Skeptics. The hosts are Massimo Pigliucci and Julia Galef. Now, Massimo is a philosopher, an academic philosopher, and Julia Galef is the president of the Center for Applied Rationality. So they do cover some quite heavy subjects, but I certainly find it quite fascinating. I've never really got to grips with philosophy big time, but if you want to learn about some of these views of the world, then this is a good podcast to listen to. 55 minutes to an hour in length. Skepticality is the next one. This one's been around quite a long time. It's billed as the official podcast of the Skeptic magazine. It's around an hour in length, and it contains skeptical discussion, interviews, and science, and quite a lot of debunking of supernatural and pseudoscience. It's a really good podcast. As I say, it's quite long-running. It's been around for quite some time. Skeptics with a K is the next one, and that's another production from the Merseyside Skeptic Society. This is very good. They deal with all manner of subjects. They tend to be a little bit explicit, shall we say, in their language, but which doesn't bother me particularly, but just in case it does you. It seems very intelligent and witty, and I do enjoy this one very much. The next one on the list is Skepticule. This is a UK-based podcast, which is usually around about an hour in length. It's another one of these podcasts where there are three hosts, all coincidentally called Paul. They discuss all manner of thoughts and subjects and experiences, and I find this one very, very pleasant. The next one is The Pod Delusion. I think these are around about an hour. I don't have any online at the moment to check any episodes. Around about an hour, I believe. This is a weekly news magazine, and it covers skeptical matters, but also politics, science, culture, and philosophy. And it's had quite a number of awards. It's really well put together and clever show. It's a UK-based show. But I would strongly recommend this one if you're into this type of thing. There's a second feed relating to The Pod Delusion in my list. That's largely because they have an extra feed into which they put things like recordings of shows that they've been to and that type of thing. Not a lot comes out of this particular feed. According to my records here, it's been nothing since the end of last year. The next one is another one of the heavy hitters in the skeptic world, Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. I think somebody else has mentioned this in their list of podcasts. This is a weekly podcast from a collection of people, many of whom are scientists, and they deal with all manner of subjects. They also, there's several of them that write blogs on skeptical subjects, and they're also quite major movers in the James Randi Educational Foundation, the JREF, which is a big skeptical movement. A very, very good podcast. I definitely recommend it. Another heavy hitter from the skeptic arena is The Skeptic Zone. This comes from Australia. Richard Saunders is the host, and he does lots of interviews and discussions with people. It's a high-quality podcast, very good. So that's the end of my sceptical category, and now we're into what I am calling technical. I suppose it's IT, technology, etc. As I've said before, my categories are a little bit arbitrary, and really just for my benefit rather than anything else. But starting with these, with the podcast under this heading, which is a large list, start off with 2600, the Hacker Quarterly. You probably are aware of the 2600 movement. These podcasts are recordings of the two shows that hosted by Emmanuel Goldstein, Off the Wall and Off the Hook. Off the Wall is tends to be sort of chat and discussion about subjects of all sorts. Off the Hook is very hacker oriented. And it's got quite a number of hosts on the show as well. I do like both of these. They're very, very good. If you have heard of the Hope Conference, the three-yearly conference for every 4 years, I can't remember the frequency, in New York, then that's run by the 2600 guys, particularly Manuel. Next on my list is BSD Talk. I listen to this largely because I just like to keep aware of what's going on in the BSD world. I don't actually run it, but I might well do sometime, but haven't done so yet. These are talks about BSD Unix, sometimes recordings from shows or interviews with BSD enthusiasts, prime movers, and so forth. The next one is the Dev Random Cast, which is described as a show created by a bunch of random people at a random time, but you'll be able to see that in the show notes. It's actually very good. I enjoy it. It can be quite long. I don't have one online at the moment to remember the length. A couple of hours, maybe something like that. It rambles a little bit, but it's quite entertaining. I tend to listen to this one while I'm doing other stuff, so it's not the sort of thing you would sit down and concentrate on particularly, but that's not a bad thing. Floss Weekly comes next. That's a series of interviews with free Libre open source software developers, and covers some good stuff, actually. I enjoy this. It's part of the Twit network, Leo Laporte's podcast network. It's usually Randall Schwartz, who's a prime mover in the Perl world, read a number of his books, but other hosts on it come onto it as well. It's usually around about an hour in length. Next is Free as in Freedom. This is a bi-weekly talk about legal and policy issues in the open source and software freedom community. And it's been off the air for a fairly long while. I don't think there have been many shows for several months now, but it seems to have recently come back to life again, so that's quite good. Usually around about an hour, I think, these shows are. I've got on my feed list the Frostcast feed from Jonathan Nado. He used to produce quite a lot on that feed, but he hasn't produced much for quite some time. November 2013, I've got down here. So I'm not sure if he's if this one is fading away. Next we have the Full Circle magazine podcast. This is a podcast which is relating to an independent magazine that's produced in the UK. The show had different hosts originally. It's been taken over by a group of people from the Blackpool Lug, some of whom you might know of if you've listened to any other podcasts from the UK and so forth, people who go to Org Camp and so on. It's good. I think they had a few problems with their sound in the early days. Lots of people on lots of mics, and getting the balance right was a bit of a struggle for them. I think they're getting the wrinkles out of all that now. Been quite a long gap since the last show of 2013 and the latest one, but glad to see that they're up and running again now. GNU World Order, you probably are aware of. This is Klaatu's show. Don't have a website for it, my notes here, but I'm sure you can work it out. It's not very difficult. This is a very cleverly put together show about all manner of Linux-related technical matters, been containing some introduction to Python scripting recently. Next, of course, is Hacker Public Radio. I won't say anything more about that. That's been on my list for quite some time. Kernel Panic. Ogcast is the next one. And this is another very nice, long, somewhat rambling, but fun show. You need to be a very keen Linux devotee, FOSS devotee, if you listen to this. But I am, and I enjoy it. I find the shows currently on my system average around 3 hours in length, so it's a long one. The Nightwise podcast comes next. That's an audio feed. There's several other feeds that Nightwise produces, and this is all manner of cross-platform issues. He likes to talk about geeks who slide between various platforms. This is good. This is good. It's not a very frequent show, but can contain some very, very insightful stuff, so it's well worth listening to. Next I have Linux Basement, which I think has faded. Been nothing since, what is this, October 2013? So I think it's gone. I'm not very quick at removing feeds from my list when they slow down and fade away, obviously in the hopes they're going to come back, but I'm not sure about this one at all. Linux in the House, this is Dan Washko and his daughter Paige, who do very, very good shows. They have done something this year, but obviously they have a lot of, they have busy lives, so they don't make very frequent shows. But they do an amazing job, the two of them. Very, very impressive. Linux Luddites. Now, this is a quite recent podcast. Don't remember how many shows they've produced, but it's a fairly small number. But they've been very high quality. It's Joe Ressington, who you might have come across in other contexts. It's been helping out on Mintcast and on the MindTech podcast, if you've ever heard that. And he has a co-host called Paddy. I don't find there's a huge amount of Ludditism, really. They're not rushing for the latest technology, but they certainly seem to be pretty positive about all manner of things. So next we have Linux Lugcast. Now, this is a relatively recent podcast that I certainly found to be very impressively put together. It's usually around an hour or so. Well, I should have said that the Linux Luddites are usually a couple of hours in length. Linux Lugcast is, I can't remember how many episodes they're in now. I think it might be five or six. Some very interesting hints and tips occurring there. It looks like it's going to be a great series. I'm looking forward to more of these. Next, we have Linux News Log, which is a very short news review on the subject of Linux. And then we come to Linux Outlaws. They've been going for quite a number of years now, and this is Dan and Fab. Dan's in Liverpool and Fab's now in Germany, and they have all manner of banter and chit-chat between them and cover all sorts of interesting Linux-related subjects. Fab does tend to get off into a rant quite often, as I'm sure you're aware if you've ever heard it. But it's a good podcast. I enjoy it very much. Usually heading towards a couple of hours in length, I think. Linux Voice podcast is next. This is the original hosts and writers of the magazine Linux Format, who left the magazine and set up the new magazine called Linux Voice. So this relates to the new magazine. It's crowdfunded through Indiegogo in 2013. And this is a very, very good podcast. I think they really have the technique producing shows very, very well. And they're just carrying on as before, doing an excellent job. So long may it continue. Mintcast, the OGG format, is the next one. This is up to a two-hour show. It's usually relating to Linux Mint, but they do cover quite a lot of other topics, and they often touch on generic Linux issues. Two hosts, and they do a very good job. I enjoy their shows very much. One that I've recently subscribed to, the Network Security Podcast, is next. And I've not heard many shows on this particular channel. Seems to be, well, it's not too surprisingly, about network security. It's not a huge lot I can say about that at the moment. Security Now comes next. This is a very long-running show of somewhere in the region of 2 hours in length. Steve Gibson, who is a well-known technical expert, talks on security topics. This is part of the TWIT network, and he does I think a very, very good job. He's a very skilled guy, and he seems to do some very deep research on the subject he's talking about. The only thing I don't like about it are the intervening ads, but I don't think you can really get away from that on this particular network. Personally, I try and avoid podcasts that have advertisements on them, but I must say Leo's ads are a bit more tolerable than most. Source Trunk comes next. This is a very good show. It's brilliantly done by Dimitri, I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name, Lamasso, I think it is, who lives in Belgium. Talks about a beer every show, lucky him. And he covers open source free software reviews. He goes into enormous detail with these things, and you know that if he recommends a thing, it's well worth a try. Excellent thing. Even tried one of the beers that he recommended when I was in Belgium for FOSDEM earlier this year. Next is Sunday Morning Linux Review. This has been going a fair time now. Was on HPR at one point. This is a very, very fun show, which covers a lot of Linux ground. An hour and a half, that sort of time usually. And I think they've now gone to a bi-weekly schedule, which is fine by me. I think the doing a show a week was pretty tough on them. I fully sympathise. Definitely one worth having on your player if you're a Linux person. Next, the Command Line podcast. This is a show that was quite regular last year, but has dropped off considerably as the host, Thomas Gideon, calls himself Command Line, has his job has been very demanding. I think he has a very professional approach to his podcast, and he talks on all manner of interesting subjects in relating to IT and programming and so forth and hacking. It's still going strong, he says. He's still going to keep it going, but much less frequently. It's worth hearing if you can, though. The Linux Tech Show comes next, and this is possibly the first Linux show I listened to back in 2005. It's been going for a very, very long time, and its length is somewhere in the region of 2 hours or more. The content is great. I really enjoy the subjects that they cover. Sometimes the audio can be a bit of a problem for them, but hasn't been in recent times. It's been very good. Next, the MindTech podcast I've still got on my feed list. MindTech was quite good, but for some reason or other they've dropped the thing. They don't seem to want to continue with it, but the reason for stopping it I'm not clear about. I've kept the feed because there was some talk about something else coming along to replace it, so I wanted to see what turned up. But I think this closed down a few months ago. February, I think. Next, I've got the Techie Geek podcast, which I think has died off as well. There's been nothing from it since September 2013. It was good. I enjoyed it when it was on, but it seems to have faded, as will happen. Now, the next one possibly shouldn't be under this heading, the wired.co.uk podcast. This is a sort of tech, gadget and science-y podcast. It tends to be all about techie stuff, and it's good in that context, but it's one of these sort of magazine-y shows I'm quite sure I want to continue it, to be perfectly frank. But give it a shot, see what you think. Next is This Week in Tech. This is the flagship podcast from Leo Laporte, the Twit Network. And this is good. It's a couple of hours long. It's one of the first that I listened to from Leo Laporte. He started off saying he would never have ads on it, but then of course reality hit and he does. And they tend to get a bit worked up about the latest gizmo or knick-knack, which I'm too old to care about to that extent, but I still listen to it because it's quite amusing. Next is Tux Radar. Now, I mentioned the Linux Format magazine. This is what used to be the feed for Linux Format, and it's still alive. There are shows being produced with the new staff, and they were obviously struggling a little bit, I would think, but they seem to be getting to grips with it. So I've been continuing to listen, just to see how they get on. Next is the Ubuntu podcast, which is the another long-running show, half an hour per show now. They've cut it right down. This is these guys, along with the Linux Outlaws, are the co-organizers of OGCamp conference every year, hopefully anyway. So it's a British-based podcast. It's good. It's always been good. It's one of my favorites, I have to say. Next, we have two. We're getting to the end here now. Two offerings from Unseen Studio. This one is Crivens. It's a Scottish podcast covering FOSS subjects and hosted by Thistleweb, based quite somewhere in the region where I am, I think, and Kevy, who's up way up north on the Isle of Lewis, I think. And it's a great program. It's somewhere in the region of an hour to 1 hour 30 minutes, and it's a weekly show, and the content is just really, really well done. I enjoy it very much. And the other one from Unseen Studio is Tux Jam. This is... my cat is in the background wanting something, excuse me. Tux Jam is an interesting mix of software and Linux and music, Creative Commons music. The music's actually quite good. I enjoy the choices. And this is Kevi, who I mentioned before, and Andrew, whose second name I've forgotten, McNallu, who's also a HBR host. This is an excellent program, an excellent podcast, very, very good content and well thought out. And it's around about an hour in length. So that's the end of my list. Hope I haven't bored you too much. And remember that HBR is always in need of shows. So if you have never produced one and you're listening to this, then go right ahead and do something on what podcasts you like, what's in your bag, how you got into Linux. There's a great list of possibles on the website. Okay then, bye now.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HBR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.